Drinks.
Hey everyone, welcome to Why Mommy Drinks. This is Betsy Stover.
And I am Amanda Allen.
This episode...
Sigh. I'm still Amanda. I'm still here.
We have a lovely guest. She's an actor. She's a writer. Shauna Kofed.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, happy to be here.
Shauna and I are on a TV show that called American Princess. Mm-hmm. It comes out June 2nd. We'll talk about it a lot later. I'm so happy that you're here.
I know. I'm so happy to be here. Happy to be in your child home. It just, it's all good. It makes me so happy.
Good.
One sock on the floor, I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. One sock on the floor, 10 socks
times
on the counter.
15.
15 socks in the bathroom.
It makes me, I'm just going to go home and be like, we are not alone.
Oh. Right? I think it's good. If your house is too clean and our guests come over, they're going to feel weird.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly,
that's why I do it. I do it for you.
I do it for your comfort.
I want you to feel better about
it. It was totally clean.
Your own life.
And you messed it up to make us feel better.
Most of the time. I see big clutter piles and bring them out.
And you're like, let's bring this for Shauna. It's like that tidying up. I don't know if you guys watched it, but first episode, I cried through the entire thing. I was like, he's such an asshole. I totally get her. I was like, we'll check in with them in 6 months.
Oh man, I couldn't get through the first episode, and also their house in the first episode of was tidying up with the
Marie Kondo. Yes, thank you,
Marie Kondo.
Sparking joy.
Their house was like
pretty clean. I know,
it wasn't bad.
That living room was very Pottery Barn. I was like, where's the underbelly? Because you're making me feel bad.
Yeah,
I used to watch. I think it was called Clean House. Niecy Nash was the. Do you remember that show?
Oh my god, I love her. She's amazing.
She was the host. I think it was called Clean House, and it was essentially like Hoarders, but it was like a comedy. So it was like
that's our home.
Yeah, it was like Hoarders.
Yeah,
but then they'd be like, ah ha ha. It's fine. We'll make your house look pretty. And then they did, and it was usually fine. But these people were like mentally ill a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was kind of sad. But it was also really fun.
Also very satisfying.
I was expecting that.
Yes.
But instead they were like, let's go to an already pretty perfect home.
And I know. And make it really bad. Expose everyone's marital flaws.
I would love to watch Marie Kondo actually go to a hoarder's house. Because I think it would short circuit her.
Absolutely. She would shut down. Like if she went to my parents' basement, she'd be like, does not compute. Back to where I came from.
Yeah, no.
She'd be like, I'm out. Thing for the house.
Right, she
just would do it for herself and leave.
She'd be like, I'm bowing low as I remove myself from your home.
I cannot do this.
So I have 3 kids. They are all boys. They are 8, 6, and 3.
Dear God.
Well, hold on to your butt.
Yeah.
I have 3 kids. I am an 8-year-old boy and twin 5-year-old girls.
Oh, there's something in that, isn't there? Got a little respite, even though there are 2 of them.
Yeah.
Do I tell you what I have?
Please do.
It's like a full house. No, I have a 7-year-old boy and a 4-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right on.
Right. Oh. It's a joy. It's total joy. I've put that thing on my phone.
It's a joy.
Total joy. I put that app on Waze that's like, get your children from the back seat. Ping! Get your children from the back seat. You know the child reminder?
Do you know what that is, Amanda?
It's amazing if you're afraid you're going to leave your children in the back seat.
Yeah. It's like if you're afraid you're going to roast them alive in your car.
Like part of me is terrified that I'll forget them. So it's called a child reminder. It's like, ping! Did you get the children? It literally is. And then you have to swipe, like, it won't go away unless you, like, swipe it out.
You're like, I got it.
So you have to swipe it.
I used to have that setting on my Waze, and then I eventually took it off because I was like, I'm never going to forget these people. They will never shut the fuck up.
I know, totally.
No one ever stopped talking. How would I forget that person who in the backseat is like, why are we listening to your music? Oh, I'm hungry. Like,
right, like it would be a lot to be like, don't forget them. You're like, I haven't.
I mean, I want to, but I won't. Oh, boy. Totally. Oh, man. The other day I took I took Ajax to an appointment and I was like, hey, why don't we listen to music that we both like? And he was like, okay. And I was like, why don't we listen? There's like this one singer that he likes that I'm okay with called Aurora. I don't know.
Great. I need that.
Okay. She's sort of like, what did I feel like? She's like Cranberries and meets kind of, I feel like maybe she sounded a little Bjork-y, like a little Sia. She sort of sounds like Sia. Oh, nice. Anyway, she's like fine. And so I was like, why don't we listen to that album? And he was like, I want to listen to this one single. And I was like, okay, well, let's listen to that single and then we'll listen to the album. And then we can both enjoy it. And he was like, all right. He just wanted to listen to this one song on repeat all the way to and from the doctor. So we did that. And then when we got back in the car, I was like, now let's listen to something we both enjoy again. And he was like, I didn't get to listen to anything I enjoyed last time. And I was like, what are you fucking talking about? We listened to the thing that you like the whole way. And he was like, I just wanted to listen to that one song. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. I don't repeat. Did you have to go over the hill for this appointment? I hope not.
Oh, my God. I went to Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Wait, this was today? I had a double pediatrics day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, right. It's so a journey. Annoying.
It was like, I might as well listen to fucking Bob Dylan or Billie Holiday. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have a fucking fuss, I might as well listen to something I love and not this fucking EDM shit that you
Why
like.
Why do they all like EDM?
Why?
Did you tell them that the lead singer of Prodigy died?
Yeah, I told him.
You were like, he died. We can't listen to it anymore.
No, I don't. I didn't know that, and I don't even remember what Prodigy.
He died the same day. You don't know who Prodigy is? He was the beginning of EDM.
He had like weird little horns,
and then he sang that song "Smack My Bitch Up."
Oh my God! I feel like you guys are speaking a foreign language. My children make me play a Dogs Way Home soundtrack to and from everywhere.
Just a caveat. My kids do not listen to Smack.
No. Okay.
Okay. I was like, your family is way hipper than mine. No. We're like, wake me up when it's all over. that's as hip as we get.
What is
in our
a
car.
Dog's way?
I don't even know. All we've seen is the trailer because it hasn't come out yet on DVD. And there's like a country song that's the theme in the trailer, and they sing, they just want it.
Oh, that's wake me up when it's all over.
Yeah, no joke. See, you both know it. I'm very impressed. It's not what I normally choose.
Yeah, exactly.
Over and over.
That's
again.
How I felt. I was like, I wouldn't normally choose this. It's music. Fine. Of the things that you like,
it's acceptable.
It's acceptable to my ears. I don't want to hurt myself listening to this.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're like, oh my God.
Oh no.
Please, when will it be over?
Yeah. I remember when we rode cross country. We drove all three of my kids cross country. And it was at a time where there was this magical CD that we had. It was called Music Together. And I don't know if you ever took those classes.
Oh, that sounds
that's
very
the
mommy
CD
and me.
They give you, is it, it is. Yeah. It's like a mommy and me class.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's it sounds like it's just like
they gave us a CD or I bought a CD like or the, whatever, but I don't think I ever like, listened to it.
They do like tonal tones where they're like
oh no. I thought you meant like a Ziggy Marley then, sort of thing. No.
And then they'll be like, hello, everybody. So glad to meet you. Hello.
That hurts my heart.
Betsy. And they sing like that. Like I'm not even doing a... That's the impression of how they sing.
Like that is a straight forward rendition.
We had kids that would scream and cry. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you put that stupid freaking CD on, they would stop crying. So it was magical.
So you had to listen to it.
So we had to listen to it on repeat.
It's like dog whistle.
Cross country.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Across the country.
So like days and days. They would fall at night when they fall asleep. We would listen to like Serial, the podcast. Because
yes. Oh my God. Then you're like, Adnan did it. They found her body mutilated at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I love this. Your kids are sleeping. I would be like, oh God, what if they wake up? If they wake up?
No, they told you when you woke up.
And a drifter came across her body.
That is amazing. I love the palate cleanser of NPR. That is amazing. Yeah.
So we listened to that so much. I think we were broken. I think if I heard
broken.
It,
like
we,
broken.
Both of us would hear it. Like, I don't even, like, you got to the point where it don't even hear it anymore.
The frequency wasn't like registering.
At a store where they play the same song, and you don't even hear it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the FAO Schwartz, whatever that, Welcome to the World of Toys,
Yes.
Apparently, people who worked there were, yeah.
Welcome to my world.
There's a section of their brains that's now soft and soft and numb.
Yeah, it was like, well, do you listen to kids screaming? Or do you listen to
for sure.
Mama, I forgot what her name was, like Mama Cass, not Mama Cass.
No, I guess. I feel like it's from like Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. Totally not different Mama musical.
We took one of those classes in Brooklyn, and it was awesome. And there was like just like a young guy with his guitar, and he let everyone like play his guitar.
Yeah.
It was awesome, right? And he was really cool with kids. But then we took another class out here in LA, and it was this woman who clearly did not have kids.
Yeah,
who
she got annoyed,
and everything she sang, she did get annoyed.
Yeah,
Ajax. First of all, the room had a a whole stereo system. Right at toddler eye level.
Absolutely. Buttons and knobs.
Oh, my. Is
Ladybug
what is
music?
More fun?
Was it Ladybug?
I don't remember. It was at some store on Hillhurst, maybe. I don't know.
To them all.
And of course, he would go right for it. And she was like, oh, he can't touch that. And I was like, well, then
talk to him. Put it in the cabinet.
Absolutely.
Put a
yeah. That's what I was like, well, feel free to tell him.
Yeah, because he's going to listen to you. He's not going to listen to me.
And all of the music that she sang was atonal.
Yeah.
And it was like, you would try to sing along, but you couldn't because you couldn't like predict how the song was going to go.
Isn't
so it was like,
weird?
We're all on the bus and we're coming to
like, what?
And I think sometimes they're just out of the register because there's that, I think they did studies where like babies, they probably read those studies like high voices says, just like, sorry, ears.
I'm so sorry.
The entire
CD. I'm so sorry,
Shani.
Shauna, that's how you sing.
That is,
I get it. Yeah.
It is.
I made a disgusted face.
I did not
that was
have
rude.
It was really painful for me to see.
Yeah.
My children definitely don't tell me that I can't sing.
Oh my God. My 3-year-old will not let me sing, and it's terrible, and he won't let me dance or sing.
No.
And if I'm in the car and I hear a song that I like and I involuntarily like move a little, he's like, no, mama.
Yeah. No, mama. Absolutely. No, mama. No more.
This is how they break us.
Totally.
This is how I'm like becoming just this lump of
sadness.
Sadness. What are you doing, Amanda?
Oh my God. Did you find it? Oh, wait.
Hello, everybody. So glad to be you.
Hello, everybody. We're so glad to see you.
Okay, stop it.
Hello.
Everyone's going to be triggered.
Everyone's reaching for a bottle of their favorite beverage right now.
People are in their car and they're like, God,
pull over, sweetheart, pull over.
I'm going to pull into this oncoming traffic. So help me, God.
Their kids are quiet. I bet you. I'm wondering if they have the weird.
You just put some children to sleep.
They all went to sleep. Oh, I forgot about this one. This one's good.
Oh wow, that's at least a little jazzy.
Some flavor.
It does.
Oh. Oh, this one's spicy.
I feel like I could drink a margarita to that.
Well, we used to do that in the class. So
you'd be like, and drink.
Right.
Everyone get your
shakers. And they'd go around and be like, Mom, what's your favorite thing to do? And like my best friend Ashley would always be like, drink. And so she'd be like. So then we'd all have to do like.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Make out with strangers.
Yeah. And in that class, like the kids would always get up and dance and like just run in circles with scarves. And I remember Wesley would always sit in the middle of the class and just stare at everybody like, you just children.
He's like,
what is
losers.
This? Yeah. And I was like, why doesn't my kid want to run in circles with the scarves?
Totally like decimated.
Oh my God. It's like parenthood when the little smart, like the little genius girl is just like, what is he doing? They
like,
can to him and he's just got a bucket
being
on
a boy.
Running
I am against the wall.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Right.
All right. I'll start.
Okay, bring it.
So I'm trying to think of a specific thing. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. So when I was growing up, it was weird because my mom always treated me like another adult. I wasn't really treated like a kid. And so in a lot of ways, like I always had way too much say in things and decisions. And I was way too sort of dealt into problems and adult things. But then on the other hand, my mom always expected a certain amount of like obedience and respect, which was always like kind of like a weird switch. Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, we're equals. Oh, no, no. But I need to obey you unquestioningly. And, you know, so, and she came from a very dysfunctional family where, you know, they were very, you know, the kind of, you know, they were old school. So if you didn't do what you were told, you got punished, and it would be probably a physical punishment. And certainly you would be, you know, kind of iced out emotionally, you know, verbally. Okay, so with my kids, my husband and I are both comedians. We're both improvisers. We, you know, I've lived my entire adult life in the world of comedy. I don't really know how to function in the real world with other adults. It's really weird. It's weird. I'm weird. So with my kids, they're very, as I've said before on the show, fuck the police. They're very fuck the police. Mm-hmm. So it's hard because I'm finding myself wanting respect from them and wanting like sometimes a little gratitude, but mainly just respect. And for them to understand that I'm the parent and that what I say is what's up. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting so much lately pushback from my 6-year-old and my 8-year-old, especially my 8-year-old, where, you know, he doesn't understand with me or even with anyone else. Like the other day, he got in trouble with the bus driver. And we were sort of unpacking what had happened with the bus driver, the bus driver, me, and my 8-year-old. And at some point, Rex told the bus driver, shut up.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
It is not good.
Oy.
And I was like, Rex, that is inappropriate and super disrespectful and rude. You cannot tell the bus driver to shut up, ever. You shouldn't tell any adult to shut up, ever. And especially the bus driver, because, you know, mm-hmm. he's keeping
driving
you safe. He's driving the bus. He's essentially your teacher when you're on the bus. You need to be listening to him and doing what he's telling you to do. He just can't wrap his head around it, I guess. He can't wrap his head around it. And so when I need him to do something and he's like, well, but why not? That's stupid. I'm like, well, I'm sorry. That's what's going on. And I need you to do that. He's like, why? Cause I'm your mom and I'm a grown up and I'm telling you to do it. That's why. He doesn't respect it. No matter how I sort of calmly lay it down. And it's really frustrating because I don't quite know how to command that. I thought just by being loving that respect would come back to me, but it doesn't. Mm-hmm. I have one kid who's 3 who does listen when I tell him to do something. And so far, so good. But I don't know. I don't know. It's really frustrating. Mm-hmm. And no matter how much I sort of try to logically talk to my 8-year-old about what's appropriate and what's respectful and what's rude, he doesn't hear it. He won't let what I'm saying resonate. Like he won't let it kind of come in and he won't hear it. And I even, when we went to, I took him to therapy today and we talked about that a little bit and he just doesn't get it. And I think it's something that we've done, but I don't know what we've done and I don't know. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That sucks.
And it's hard because you want to say it's at every, when I was growing up, my mom would always be like, you know, if I had said that to my mother, I would have gotten a slap across the face, you know, that sort of thing. And I try to avoid saying that sort of stuff because when my mom would say it, it was always to me an inherent threat of like, right now, I could slap you on the face. And that's, I mean, I get it. Like, as a parent now, I'm like, yeah. Like,
I say it to my kids all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, my mom would kill you.
Yeah.
My mom would destroy you if you were her kid. But you're mine, so you're lucky. You better be nice to me. Or I'm going to call her to come babysit.
That's how I feel. So it's everything in me not to be like, you know?
Yeah.
And it's hard, too, because I feel like because of how hard I've worked to be where I am in this moment in time and the things that I've had to endure in my life, I feel like I am entitled to that respect. And I feel like other people in my life understand that.
Yeah.
And honestly, up until this point, everyone I've interacted with, I am able to carry myself in a way that demands respect, and I receive it. And so this just blows my mind. Because at every turn, there's this person being like,
whatever, mom.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I bought the clothes you're wearing. Mm-hmm. You just ate the food I bought you and made you. You can't fucking not sass me at every turn. And I just know it's just going to get worse. It's just the beginning. I think he's going to be like a teenage girl. Like, it's just going to be a lot of attitude and a lot of
pushback.
Yes.
Now you are not alone. You are not alone.
Yeah. So it's not fun. It's not fun right now.
Don't take all of the blame, though, because you're blaming yourself hard for it. Some kids are just, you know, they don't want to listen. Because I have three, and I did the same thing with them all, and one listens, and the others trade.
Yeah.
So one will listen, one won't. And I, you know, yes, I'm sure I contributed. We all do. But, like, don't take all the blame.
Mm. Yeah.
Give yourself a break. It's hard.
Yeah.
I know I'm not supposed to give you advice, but don't take all the blame.
Yeah. I worry. That on one hand, I'm like, well, he's probably going to be a very dynamic adult who takes charge and doesn't take no for an answer and has a lot of belief in himself and is confident. And then part of me is like, he might be the most dysfunctional adult because people will be trying to help him, you know, give him constructive criticism, give him advice. People sort of above him on the food chain might reach out to him. And if he's like fucking disrespectful, you know, and, rude, and entitled to everyone around him. Oh, I'm just worried that he will be a dysfunctional adult.
What's that book? I think we talked about it on here. There's a book of this professor in college, and she talks about all of the kids in this generation coming to school and not being able to do anything for themselves.
Yes. Oh,
raising adult or something. Mm-hmm. I'll look it up.
Well, yeah. Anyways. I mean, I even drag it, like pulling on my son's socks way too long, you know, to get him ready for school. Like essentially dressing him and shoving him out, you know, getting him out the door.
Yes.
Like past when I should have been doing it.
My 8-year-old doesn't really bathe himself.
Yet. Yeah.
Like, he still kind of doesn't.
Absolutely. I know. Yeah. It's completely. I still get, like, wet arms from, like, sticking him in the shower, trying to force soap on him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, here. I know. Here. Yeah.
I mean, along those lines, what you just said, Shauna, you want things done right, and you want to show them how to do it right, but then also you have a time constraint, and it's hard to wait for everyone to learn in real time how to put their socks on and how to shower, how to raise an adult.
How to raise an adult. Break free of the overparenting trap and prepare your kid for success. Yeah, it's written by Julie Lithcott-Hames. She draws on research and conversations with admissions officers, educators, and employers on her own insights as a mother and as a student dean to highlight the ways in which overparenting harms children. They're stressed out parents and society at large. while empathizing with the parental hopes and especially fears that lead to overhelping. Yeah, I heard about it. It's relevant to parents of toddlers as well as 20 somethings. Mm. So it's about this, you know, like it's about as parents, like, where's the line? And then how are we setting the kids up
for like
for to be adults? And, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's tough. It's like a fine line.
That reminds me of something I heard. I think it was on like Fresh Air or something this week. So they had an author talking about a book that he had written with a bunch of research he had done about children who are orchids and children who are weeds.
I just caught the end of this on NPR. Yes, like dandelions. Dandelion,
is that what it was?
I think it's dandelion versus orchid child.
Orchids and dandelions. Yeah. And it was so fascinating. Yeah. And I definitely, my oldest is an orchid, which means like they're fragile and they can like only exist in this certain kind of biosphere with a lot of care. And and then some kids like Ajax are a dandelion and they can they're cool anywhere.
Like they're scrappy.
And they succeed and they need less in a lot of ways. They're able to do more with less. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting. What?
No, yeah, it's birth order.
Amanda is making crazy knowing face.
Well,
she's like,
a lot of it's like birth order, right? It's the way that we plan. Yes. It's so different absolutely. For each one. Sure. So you're setting them up that way.
So the first,
you know.
I'm sure.
I was definitely an orchid when I was a kid.
You don't strike me as an orchid, though.
Well, thank you. Well, I had dandelion circumstances.
Yeah.
But an orchid, what's
exterior.
The word? What's the word? It means like you
present as an orchid.
Oh, what am I? Constitution.
Oh, yes.
I had the constitution of an orchid, but the lifestyle of a dandelion.
Well said. Yes, we'll both have to go back and find that NPR piece that we caught in the car.
It was really good.
Up. Yeah,
it was interesting.
I wanted to go and find him.
I don't know if I finished it. I should go back and finish it. Yeah, hey.
It's cool. It makes total sense.
Yeah.
Wesley was an orchid sitting in the middle of the music class. You know,
yes,
and the girls
exactly.
Just running around and I, you know, fine.
Completely. Yeah.
You know, a lot of times when you use cleaning products, they are filled with creepy chemicals. You have to wear gloves because you're going to get something terrible in your system if you touch what these things are.
Or they have like a reaction to your skin. So like if you're using laundry detergent or something and you have a skin allergy or you're very sensitive.
Yeah, or you're allergic to fragrances or dyes. Well, you need not look any further.
Why not, Betsy?
Because I'm here to tell you about Drops. Drops, they deliver powerful, eco-friendly cleaning products direct to your door. So they have laundry detergent pods, dishwasher detergent pods.
Which are awesome, by the way. My dishes are usually like grimy and embarrassing. So people come over and we're like, here's a glass of water. And it's like milky white because the laundry detergent sucks. But with Drops, they're clear and they look clean because they are. Not only that, but they're cleaned with good stuff.
That's right. And everything is packaged in a sustainable way. Plastic-free, compostable boxes.
Yeah. And Drops is the people who invented the pod, which is pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, those little like pods that you can throw into your laundry.
Yeah.
They invented that.
Easy.
But they don't use all like those colors and those swirls and stuff, you know? Everything that they do, it's plant-based, chlorine-free, biodegradable.
It's also cruelty-free, so they don't do any animal testing, which is great. And the other thing that I love is it's manufactured in the USA. So it comes from here. It's here. It's great.
And I have to say, from a personal standpoint, they sent us some of their detergent pods, and they sent us some of their...
The dryer balls.
Oh, dryer balls. And I really, honestly, like their product.
I do, too. The dryer balls, what they do is they're these giant wool balls and you put them in the dryer and they help. They're supposed to make it so that the dry time is cut down, I think, by like in half, isn't it? It's like it's pretty amazing. It cuts down the drying time. Mm-hmm. So it helps with energy savings.
And it helps with you don't have to use necessarily like a dryer sheet.
Yeah,
or
you know.
Softener or whatever.
No, and it helps kind of loosen up everything. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. So I really love their products. I hope that you all do too.
Visit drops.com/mommydrinks. So that's drops.com/mommydrinks.
All one word.
Enter mommy drinks to get an extra 30% off your first order of convenient, plastic-free, eco-friendly cleaning. Every drops counts.
Heck yeah!
Betsy, what's another one of our sponsors this week?
It's BetterHelp.
Ah, it's interesting because we're talking about anxiety on this show. And,
that's right.
And worry and stress. And BetterHelp is an online resource where you can go online and find BetterHelp.
That's right. It's online counseling. You can connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment.
They have 3,000
licensed therapists.
Yes, who have specialized training in a variety of services: depression, anxiety, marital problems, trauma, grief. You name it. And there's somebody out there who can help you kind of get to the root of what you want to work on.
And you can find a way to that works for you to communicate with your counselor. So the old way of doing it, which is like, You get in your car, you go to an office, you have a whole hour there, then you get back in your car, and like, well, there's your lunch break, or there's a huge chunk of your day. Instead, with BetterHelp, you can choose to text with your counselor, to do like an online chat, to talk over the phone, to do a video chat.
Yep.
That's something I've done because I'm a busy mom. So I found therapists that I could do video chat with, and it was so helpful.
Yeah.
I could find that one little part of my day where I didn't have kids around. I could really take care of me and speak to a therapist about all the things that I needed to work through. Everything you share, by the way, is confidential. And if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time and you won't have an additional charge. As soon as you start with BetterHelp, they will find you someone in under 24 hours that you can talk to.
That's amazing.
It's super amazing. It's affordable. It's convenient. They even have financial aid for those who apply. So, Why Mommy Drinks listeners get 10% off their first month of BetterHelp with discount code DRINKS. DRINKS. Why does she drink? You got to go to BetterHelp and find out. you go to BetterHelp.com/drinks. You're going to fill out a little questionnaire that helps them assess your needs, what you need to get out of counseling. And then you get matched with a counselor that you're going to love. So that's BetterHelp.com/drinks for 10% off your first month. So what is
has
anything broken you?
Yeah, I'm struggling today. I'm broken just in general, working my butt off. I'm in one of those sprints.
Caw, 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 caw!
Yeah.
It's like a bird call for Amanda to let her know.
That's
not She's not alone.
I love it.
No.
It's just like every day bleeds into the next. And
oh, yeah.
There's not enough sleep at night. And in my day, I just take on everybody's stuff and haven't been able to let it go. So
Amanda has shown me her work schedule, like what her calendar looks like. Yeah. And it's
terrifying.
Fucking insane.
Oh, yeah. God. No, without even like breaks for lunch. It's like meetings
her meetings. Her meetings. You know, like how each your calendar has a color. Like yeah. Everything I do is green. Mm-hmm. So hers is purple. And her whole day from like 9 a.m. Yeah. To 8 p.m. is it's a solid purple.
It's getting me.
But it's a bunch of different things, but it's solid. Yeah, she has no
like
downtime.
Change
that's
and you can't.
That's crazy.
So you take your kids to school, you do that bullshit for 100 hours, and then you come home and you're
and
still
have to
like.
Still be on duty.
Exactly.
100%. That's crazy.
How are you here?
Yeah. So I'm kind of like phoning it in. I feel like I'm here, but I'm not. You know, like right, I'm getting to that place where I'm like, I'm not drunk, but I feel like I am because I'm so
completely
tired.
Like almost delirious.
Yes.
But
yes.
So this week was also, there's here in Burbank, they have the GATE program, which is the Gifted and Talented Education program. And they're doing like a open house information session.
They're doing the same thing in LAUSD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are.
So Kaiten was like, oh, the GATE program info session is Wednesday. So we'll have to get up early, make sure that we can be there. And I was like, all right. So one of the things that we've been kind of slacking
on. Oh, yeah. You
got to
get West in that shit.
I know. Is that
he's like, excuse me, I'm gonna go read the encyclopedia.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's great.
I'm like, oh, that's good. Tell me what you learned. But lately it feels like I can't, I'm not showing up for them because I'm so busy. That's where I lack. So there'll be like a school party and all the parents have already signed up for the volunteer slots before I even like read the email. Or I'll get like a note. The kids will come home and be like, where were you? Everyone was there. And I'm like, oh no. Yeah. So I haven't, this year I have sucked. I don't think I've made it to like one thing where I made it on time. I knew it. I planned and I showed up. Like everything is either me running out the door going, oh, it's today.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Or I miss it completely.
But you can't be the only one.
No, I know, but it feels like that. It feels like that.
Like I always feel that way. And Ari's like, there are so many parents that are not here.
He just has to be like, Amanda wouldn't be there. You know Amanda wouldn't be at that thing. You're already doing a good job.
She messed her house up for you. Come on. You're fine.
But so we get this down. We got it on our calendars. We get up. We get our kids ready. We get out the door. We're ready to go. I'm set to go to work after. I'm set. Like, we're all there. And it was Kaiten drove the kids in. I drove in because then I knew I would have to go to work. So we both drove. We drove two different cars.
Oh, so it was like an early morning gate.
Early morning
thing.
Meeting. Okay. So drop the kids off and then meet in the school library.
Got it.
Type of thing. So he was running a little late, but we didn't want the kids to get tardies because then we get those scary letters from the district telling us that
robocalls.
Yeah, and they're like,
you're horrible. Those robocalls.
I hate them so much.
Why are you a delinquent parent? Yeah, totally. You're like, I have three kids. I want to write that back. Why were your kids late?
Yeah.
Because I have three kids and lots of, they don't like to put their clothes on. And
also it's elementary school. So let's all take it down a fucking notch.
I'll just write back. Please don't put this in the record. If Yale doesn't accept them because they couldn't put the, like, give me a break.
You can't put the socks on.
Like, sorry. Oh no. But so he's like, you go, I'll meet you there. I'm going to get them in. I was like, okay. So I run around, I find a parking spot, which is like a miracle.
Amazing. Little blessings.
I was like, look at this. We are getting it together. We got everybody dressed. I got the car. He's going to be on time. We're not going to get a tardy. I'm going to get in there. I'll save him a seat. We're going to look and be good. We're going to be good parents. We're going to show up. So I go into the library, or not to the library, to the office because you have to sign in. Mm. And I was like, where's the gate information session? And then they were like, oh, that got moved to next week.
Come on.
And I just looked at them.
Did you cry?
No, I just stared at them. And I was like,
just like dead-eyed. You just dead-eyed.
I dead-eyed them completely. I just stared. And then they looked at me like, yes. And then I just was like, I may not be gate qualified, but my child, I think, will be. And then they stared
That is amazing.
It made no sense. I just felt like such a dumbass. It was I just stood there and then I was like, so it's not today. And then I was like,
say that again louder so I fully understand it.
Did I stutter?
Then I just was like, also, what grade is it start? Is it in third grade or fourth grade? Because that's my other question is, like, is this for this next year or is this my year early? Like, I don't know. And they were like, we're not sure. They change it. And that made me feel good because I was like, well, if you don't know.
Right. I'm not that much of an answer.
Don't worry about it. So I just turned around, walked out, texted Kate, and I was like, you can just go home because it's not today. And he was like, what? So he was annoyed too because we had it.
Hustled, right?
It's just more of the feeling of like, oh, like, I just can't. Even when we think we got it together, we can't get it together.
I know.
And then they were like, well, go get a cup of coffee or whatever. I was like, I can't go get a cup of coffee. I got to go to a meeting that I wasn't going to go to because I was supposed to be here. You know, like, it's
the
like,
thought of pulling it together again.
Yeah, now I got to do it again.
In the same year. Like, it's terrifying.
Let alone a week
like,
later.
Like, I did mine for this year. That's it. Sorry, kid.
Send a letter in and be like, I showed up last Wednesday.
I was there,
Wednesday.
So just take him.
I think he's good. He reads better than I do.
I showed up last week. Yeah. Oh my god.
So it's not like a epic thing, but it totally was just it's a perfect representation of how this week is. Yeah. Where it's like, even when I think I got it together, nope, I don't. Yeah. And I just can't. I just can't. That's what I feel like. Yeah. I'm done. Mm-hmm. And I'm not allowed to be done. And I'm done.
Oh,
I know. That's where it's like, I've hit it.
I know what you're talking about too, with all those like the sign up slots and they're all taken and stuff.
Yes.
Just it's me every every time now lately, the night before an event, I'm like, oh shit, I gotta sign up for the thing. And then I look at it and I'm like, nope, I can't
miss that.
No, first of all, the things that I could have done are full.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then everything else is shit that I can't do.
Like in terms of volunteering or whatever. Yes.
Right. You're no, somebody already took the napkins.
Totally. I'm like nothing perishable because it'll be in my trunk for a week. And
I am a big fan of anytime they're like things that you can get at the 99 cent store. I'm like, yes, I'm on it. I will. You need a bunch of red paper plates. I'm on it.
Yeah. Yes. My friend is having our baby shower next weekend. And she was like, can you do a game? And I was like, yes, I can
do literally a game. That gives me shivers. That's
and just... then she was like, what about a piñata? She's having a Mexican fiesta.
Okay.
So she's going to get a food truck, like a taco truck. Great. And she's doing margaritas. This is her third kid. So she's just like, I'm having a party for my friends.
Great.
Basically, fine. She's not gonna open presents for anybody. It's basically like come have tacos
that's
and margaritas.
The worst. Great. That's the worst.
So then I was like, well, we can do a pinata.
By the way, wait, pinata, pause for just a for second. Adults. If you are listening and you've never had a baby and you're gonna have a baby shower and someone in your life is pressuring you to open up all your presents in front of people and you don't want to, stick to your guns. Mm-hmm. This is Betsy Stover. I know it's an advice-free zone. But I just want to tell you, just stick to your guns.
Did you do the game where they decided they did a game with me where they took string and you had to guess how large I was with the string?
Oh.
They would wrap it around me to see how large I had gotten.
That feels offensive somehow.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
They're like, now we're going to do your ankles.
Yeah.
Retaining. Yeah. That's a 12 and 3/4 inch ankle, ladies.
It's terrible. Yeah.
My
mom was so excited about it. She was like, you're so big.
Oh,
because twins.
Well, that
no, that wasn't even the twins.
We didn't even have a baby shower for the twins.
Right. Yeah. Right. Because they were second, third.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was living in the hospital. So it was like, no.
Oh, yeah. Not. There's no measuring like,
no
me
fun.
There.
Whose idea was that?
What, the string?
Yes.
It's like a sister-in-law business.
It's mean.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Don't care for that.
Like I said, they're lucky
school.
That she's not there,
it's
mom.
Old school. Yeah. Right. My mama would be measuring you right now.
Yeah. She'd be making fun of how fat you
are. No fat jokes here.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I can't get it together. I just have to be okay with it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Thankfully, one of my kids is real smart. So hopefully he gets into that program, whether or not we go to the open house.
Right. But it's true, though. Right.
Yeah.
One foot in front of the other.
I just want to I wish I could send them with a sign that says something like, even though it looks like my parents neglect me, they love me.
Oh, completely. You know? I had to say this to the teachers taking my daughter off my hands at the Montessori door. I was like, I try to brush her hair. I know we don't keep her under the stairs. Please do not call DCFS on us.
Yes.
Like it's like a matted. Yes. I'm like, I do everything I can.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying really hard.
I do feel like I need to tell them not to call family services on me. Yeah.
Just be like, I did want to get a t-shirt once for them that said, I promise my mom brushed my hair this morning.
Yeah. Oh my God, if that exists, I'm totally going to find it because I need it.
Oh, we should sell that.
We should.
You sell should. That.
Why Mommy Drinks on the back.
Yes, totally. Totally.
I'm Why Mommy Drinks. Yeah.
Totally. With like one of those pointy fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, like this I'm way. With stupid.
Terrible
time
this way.
Yeah. Every time I take Ajax to anything that happens at the end of the day, like a doctor's appointment or whatever, he's always anytime I have to take him to the doctor. Yes, exactly. And especially if he's just had dinner, which I feel like always involves ketchup. Pretty much everything we have involves ketchup, and his face is dirty. His shirt is so dirty. Yes. His pants are dirty. He's so
he looks like Dickensian,
fucking,
right?
Yes, like, he does.
Please, sir.
He's so dirty.
Yeah,
and it just. I mean, there was a time in my life where I would be like, we are going somewhere. You need to put on a clean shirt.
Yep.
And now I'm just like, we are
getting out the door.
We are getting out the door. Exactly.
With one of those cute little page boy hats and suspenders.
Oh my God.
And like a little button down shirt.
Those were the days.
Khaki pants.
Little khaki. Like,
Let's go to music class.
What are
they?
She's
like, I'm sitting in the middle. Yeah.
Riding moccasins. Is that what those are called? Yeah.
Oh, like, my God. His like boat shoes.
Yeah. Boat shoes.
Yes. Little wimps. Yeah.
No more.
No more. That part's dead.
Part of me is
now dead. He wears a sequin jacket.
He does. He has a little sequin jacket.
Your little orchid. I love my
orchid. Oh, he's a flashy little orchid.
Yeah, he was really mad.
Orchids are so flashy.
She put his sequin jacket in the girls' closet. He was she thought it was a girl's coat. You're like, they don't wear stuff crazy like that. That's what I wear.
Attaboy.
Attaboy indeed. Absolutely. My husband bought my son a color-changing like sequin shirt.
Yes.
I was
yes.
All right.
Yeah.
You go.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. He loves it.
Wesley wears it. It's teal with purple liner inside. And he's just, I mean, he like sparkles.
He sparkles. He moves through the world.
Yes.
Like a gem.
Everywhere we go, people are like, wow, that jacket. And he's just like, okay. Like he's into it. He loves it.
Oh my God. That makes me so happy. Okay.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. He's like, leave me alone. It's just a coat.
He's like, ugh, paparazzi.
That is amazing. He's like,
basic.
So, oh Shauna, tell us what has broken you.
Oh, God. As you guys were talking, I was like, oh, and there was that. And there was the time my daughter was like, pull it out. I mean, there were the wipe, like, pulling out a poo. Like, there's so many. Mm-hmm. But that's sort of more, that's more weekly occurrence. The one I was thinking I would share to shame one of my children was, I have a boy, obviously, and we all know boys. 7 years old. Goes to like a charter school, a little public school that's focused on the emotional development of a child in theory, but he's a boy. So, like a month ago, probably staring at the wall, not listening, he notices that a couple of caught being good cards had fallen beneath his teacher's desk. And a caught being good card is something that they give. It's like a positive reinforcement thing.
Yes.
They give to children who are like exceptionally well behaved.
Yes.
So my son will, his chance of getting more slim on the slim slide, right? So he knows that. He got one or two in kindergarten, but it's second grade now. So he sees these cards and he's sort of an opportunist and he takes them and he offers them to friends first.
Oh, that was
so nice. There's that side. I cling to that part of it. Yeah. And the rest he pockets, right? Or I guess they're probably like two. He offers one away maybe they're three. He offers one away. He slips too, so then the children who get them get to stick them in a box in the front office. And once a week, the principal draws two or three of them, and your gift is that you can have lunch with the principal, which sounds like utter torture.
Yeah.
But it's coveted because you get Oreos at lunch with the principal.
Right, no thank
like,
you.
The social awkwardness alone would be like, keep your Oreos. Yeah. I'll be back on the bench. Yeah. But so they all drop them in the box.
If you're caught being good, you get to go to prison for a day.
What? You get chocolate milk in prison.
Okay, then.
Prison chocolate milk. All right. I don't get too much chocolate at home.
Yeah.
I'll do it. So he, God knows what he wrote on his card, because I think you have to say like, oh, no, you don't have to say what you did.
But I love to
voluntarily.
I'm sure in a 7-year old scrawl
was like, right, I think you have to write your name on it. Oh or maybe God. The teacher is supposed to, but he write in his really good handwriting, as you can imagine.
And spelling. So,
is definitely his forte. Well, he can spell his name. At least there's that. So he probably drops one or two in the box. And then later that week, he gets called. He doesn't fess up. Yeah, he doesn't fess up.
To eat Oreos?
To get
eat
Oreos in prison with the principal, exactly. They take his lunch order like 2 days later. He doesn't fess up, because you also get to order lunch from, from the cafeteria.
So they really did? They were like, you won.
You and two other children. He got his name pulled from the box. I know. This is Harry. I hope he's not listening. And then it's Friday and he's having lunch with the principal and he doesn't fess up. And he's like halfway through his first Oreo and the door swings open. Like picture his teacher, like gunslinger, like illuminated from the back. Like some kids in his class, because they're all total tattletales, They all tattletales chose like lunchtime on Friday to be like, hold him, found them under your desk. And totally rat him out, which I understand children rat each other out. And he got totally ratted out and pulled out like mid Oreo.
Oh, no.
I know. For putting him, I know.
Hold on.
Uh huh.
No.
It's all very traumatizing.
Hold on.
For mommy.
Who in him. The office was dumb enough to read that thing and be like, looks kosher to me. Looks
well,
legit.
In all fairness, I think you don't put what you got. I don't know if entrapment is still a thing, but his teacher was like, hold it. So really just your name is on it. So then this is where the reason comes in.
But clearly a 7-year-old had written whatever it was.
You would think.
I mean, right?
Well, I don't think his teacher has horrible handwriting. No, she doesn't. But so she then comes in and is like, what did you do to get your call being good card? And so like,
good question. Yeah.
Like, what were you doing with that prostitute? Like, I think entrapment is illegal, right? Isn't it?
Oh.
Right. So he was like,
It
was a setup. It's all his fault, obviously. But is made worse by the fact that she was like, what did you do to see if he would come clean? And I understand that's what she was trying to get him to do. And I think he then was like, I helped like Owen with his homework. You know what I mean? Like some, I don't even know what the fib was, but he fibbed. And then she totally pulled him out. And
then
mommy got a phone call at lunch from, I'm totally going to see, now see, I have to keep crying. From the principal. Oh. And I had to go talk to the teacher after school.
Wait, are you crying?
No, I'm almost, but I am on the cusp.
Oh, no,
I am on the
because
cusp
it was
crying.
So upsetting?
It was so upsetting.
Oh, Shauna, I'm so sorry. Because it feels like you're being reprimanded.
Wait, but I also, and I'm like, look, I don't know much, but I know this. Well, they could have picked another time to have done that.
Right. I know.
He's a little guy.
I know.
And there's a way you can handle that without all that shame.
There's so much shame. I mean, obviously, because I'm carrying it around. Like, there's so much shame. And then there was that. And then, like, a meeting after school.
Oh, Jesus.
No, this
come
is,
on.
Like, blowing it up. It's like, okay,
it was
you,
huge. Like, how about, like, yes, a conversation. Yes, like, that's dishonest.
Yeah.
Like, my poor kid was like, ooh, he was traumatized. I'm like a weeper anyway. So like his teacher's like dressing him down. I'm like, oh God, I can't take it. Like I'm like grabbing tissues from her desk. Like I'm over here sobbing. Awful.
Like just to be like, can you? I mean, like I don't understand how you can't see why. Maybe waiting, give him the lunch. And then talk to the mother and be like, this happened.
That's not cool.
And then go to him and be like, you can't do that. You know, like,
yeah,
that's for somebody who earned that.
I know.
Or like later, trying to sort of unpack it and get him to
admit it. You felt like you're never going to get a cop being good card. Guess what? We don't care if you don't get a cop being good card.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need one. We'll give you, here, have an Oreo. Anyway, so
also,
there's so many ways.
Also, finding those things and taking them is hilarious.
Pretty human.
I mean, it's really funny that he did it.
Yeah, he's being a child. Like that's what
I know.
Yeah,
he got away
with it. He was pulling one over on them. I feel like that's
I know.
This as a
little,
kid, that's kind of your
this little
right.
kid in his class, whose mom I love, who's Russian. Her husband's Russian. She told her husband. Her husband was like, attaboy.
Yeah.
Which, no, that means.
Yeah, but it's.
Obviously like, not, but yeah.
But then for them to call you and make
I
it
know,
a big thing.
And like a double shaming.
On.
I mean, I fully get the reason behind not letting it go, but he's 7 and it's traumatizing. It's traumatizing for me, and you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just. We all, like you said, like we're all exhausted. We're just doing the best we can.
Yeah.
And then. We get dressed down by the teacher, and the teacher's making our kid feel humiliated, and it's just, you know.
I always feel like I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, completely, 100%. 100%. I mean, I was a little in trouble. You know, I was.
No, you weren't.
And I had to go to prison and have Oreos, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. At least you had Oreos. All right.
That makes me mad.
I know. I got a little, I was like sad, upsetness, then mad, and then back and forth with it. He's a good kid, and he was, but you know, he's on my orchid, and so for the next, month, he couldn't fall asleep, and he was traumatized, and the other kids in the class, he was worried they knew, and you know, kids are
that's
sensitive.
That's just it, like, and you do that like that, in that way, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, it's so embarrassing, everybody knows.
That reminds me of Was it Monday? I don't know. Everything's a blur. Time. Who knows? But my 3-year-old went to preschool, and I show up to pick him up, and there's a kid just wailing. She's with her parent, and she's like wailing. And I'm Jesus. I go in, and so at the end of every day, they line up, and your parent comes, and then they get a sticker. So the teacher assistant is like, Odie doesn't get a sticker today.
Oh, God.
Because he and a couple of the other kids, when we were trying to explain something, were laying on the ground and not listening. And so they don't get a sticker. And oh, my God, these little kids
Children.
Were so just ruined.
Were they crying?
Yes.
Yes. Come on.
They were very upset.
Of course they were.
And it was like, I don't think he even understood. I don't think he knew that the sticker was contingent on good behavior. I think he just thought that was what you get.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, that screaming kid makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And part of me wanted to be like, I'll just get you a sticker.
Completely.
Mommy will fix it. And then part of me was like, well, maybe it is okay for him to feel that unease and feel that discomfort of, you know, he wasn't paying attention. He wasn't following the rules. And so there was a consequence. But yeah, I felt bad for him.
Right. You get torn. You do. You want them to get the lesson out of it without the like bonus trauma for the next you know, month or day or God, love them.
You want them to be happy all the time.
I know,
but then you do shit like put on their socks for them and bathe them, you know, until they're 12 years old,
right? And that's what happens.
And then they disrespect you, and that's how we got to this place.
That's so true.
Oh my God.
Right.
Yep.
You too.
So, Shauna, have you anything to promote?
Well, we have our show.
You.
We'll have to. Okay, so
let's talk about that.
Yes. American Princess on Lifetime, June 2nd, right?
June 2nd.
We're both in it.
That's when it starts.
Jamie Denbo show, Jenji Cohan.
And you all know Jamie Denbo. She's been a guest on our show twice.
She
created it. It was based kind of on her life.
Amazing and wonderful. Yes, because she worked at a Renaissance fair as a young human. And it's like a love letter to the Ren Faire family.
Is.
And it's funny and like silly and dark, but really like a lot of heart in it.
Yeah. And I got to do, I think, all of my scenes with you.
Oh my God, we had so many. Yes,
I have a very small role. You have a very large role.
But you have an awesome role. I'm the queen, and she is my lady in waiting extraordinaire.
And
wait, what's your character's name?
Alicia.
Yes, Alicia.
Everyone hates Alicia. Yeah,
I know, because
you say
she really wants to be queen. She's like sitting back there being like, I've got your lines down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's
but also my character's annoying and bad.
Yeah, but
like,
awesome.
She's bad at
and
what
she does. We both wore a lot of taffeta in like 103-degree weather.
I didn't wear any taffeta, but I did wear
the biggest black velvet
dress.
That's what I mean. Taffeta would be cooler. Velvet. You were in velvet.
Well, you had to wear a fucking wig.
I did.
Boo.
A big red wig.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
And likewise. You were amazing.
Likewise.
I'm so excited for everybody.
It's
going to
be
it.
It's so much fun. It's super, super happy and good. And we recommend it.
And it's like a lady production. So.
Oh, my goodness. Yep.
Yeah.
Those ladies are rock stars.
A lady created it.
Jenji Cohan. And for those of you who don't know, Jenji Cohan did Weeds and Glow and Orange is the New Black. Amazing. Jinx, triple bunny.
Wow.
That was amazing. And just super powerful, awesome, lovely, kind women running that set and that show.
Yeah, for real. So it's going to be a great show, and it's also... You know, you can support ladies making stuff.
Absolutely.
It's like the Etsy of Hollywood.
It is. It is. Oh, my God. I love it. And then the other, speaking of ladies doing stuff, another mom and I, Kelly DeMerritt, a friend of mine from college out in Chicago, we produced a movie together. that we shot, and we had a 50% female cast and crew, and it was diverse. And it's a thriller. It's like a Big Chill meets maybe Friday the 13th. It's really just sort of like a tense version of The Big Chill.
Yeah. So and I had the pleasure of like seeing it.
And
it was
she
great.
Came to the premiere.
And you were one of the stars of it.
So supportive. It was
excellent.
Awesome.
So where can people see 30 Miles from Nowhere?
And they can get that on all digital platforms like iTunes, PlayStation, Xbox, all those.
Great.
Or they can get an Amazon. They can get the DVD.
Okay,
Amazon,
excellent.
Best Buy.
But you can
Target.
Stream it on all
you
those places.
You can stream it. You can rent it. You can buy it. You can. And the renting, it's so cheap. It's like $5 to rent.
Look at that.
85 minutes of your life.
So if you want to see a spooky and also yes. kind of funny.
And kind of funny, exactly.
There were definitely
exactly.
laughs in there.
That was our hope, yes.
Yeah.
Spooky, funny.
Spooky and
not
funny.
Horror, not slasher.
No. I brought a friend. Yeah. A friend of mine came with me.
Oh, right.
And as soon as she saw the poster for 30 Miles from Nowhere, she was like, is this a horror?
Did you trick me into a horror movie?
Yeah. And I was like,
I don't think so.
I mean, it's maybe kind of. And then, but then, you know, she wasn't, it was just scary enough.
Yes.
There was one
is.
Scary,
yes.
like, jump cut.
But it's definitely
But it wasn't
thriller.
All jump cut.
Yeah,
yeah it's mostly it's just.
Our distributor, because people that wanted to market it as a horror, but it really is sort of a thriller. For sure. A thriller. It's
yes,
a thriller kind
absolutely.
Of thing.
And where can people find you on social media?
Shauna Covet on Twitter and on Instagram.
Excellent.
Yeah, or 30 Miles from Nowhere on Facebook and all those other places too.
And Instagram.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for coming
oh
on.
Oh my
the
God,
show.
You guys. Sorry, I had a little tear.
No.
I cannot be the only one.
No.
Oh, my God. I've cried on this show.
Okay,
we cry on the show all the time.
Right? Just, yes. We're all just hanging on by a thread.
Dude.
Right? Just getting it done, but hanging on by a thread.
Also, look at you. She just starred on a TV show. She wrote and starred in a fucking, like, feature film, which... I mean, it was a classy Hollywood joint.
Thank you, Mama.
And you've got two kids at home, like
just pulling out the poops.
You're fucking doing it. You're
oh,
fucking.
Thank you. It fluctuates.
Like,
usually,
I hear
I'm
you.
Where you are. Usually, I hang on. Well, still hanging on by a thread, but you know,
you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You're doing
thank
a great
you.
Job.
Thank you, lady.
You're awesome,
and lady.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise.
Yeah. Betsy,
you.
You're
more
doing
power
a great
to the people,
job, too.
Right?
Thank you.
Yeah, you too.
No,
Amanda.
I'm going to cry.
We all cry. All of you, too. We're just getting through it.
Amanda, you're doing a great
yeah.
job.
Yes. Yawn.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm going to do a great job sleeping tonight. I'm going to sleep.
You guys are
Groundhog
awesome.
Day. Wake up the next day and do it all over.
Here we go. Is that what adulthood is? I don't remember adulthood being like that until I had kids. Now
yeah,
it is.
No,
like
it's definitely the
day.
Children.
Yeah.
It's the children.
Day. You know, adulthood is when you just like, you're like, well, what do I want to do today?
Wake up at 11.
Yeah.
Brunch.
I don't know.
Start drinking at 4.
Yeah,
if
sure
you want.
That,
yeah.
If I feel like it.
Go out to dinner with friends.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What should we get tonight? Sushi?
Yeah.
Hey, if you like the show, please subscribe. And, you know, it's a free show. So a way that you can pay us is to rate it and review it.
Yep. And if you like it, make sure to tell your friends about it.
Tell everybody, mm-hmm. especially tell your mom group.
Mm-hmm.
Please follow us on Twitter at Mommy Drinks Show and on Instagram at Why Mommy Drinks Podcast. Like us on Facebook.
Yeah, join our Facebook group. We have a great Facebook group,
That's
Why
right.
Mommy Drinks.
That's right. It's a whole community of listeners. It's super fun. It's super supportive. Also, send us your parenting nightmares. Send us your shit shows. Email them to us at whymommydrinkspodcast@gmail.com. And you can leave a message on our hotline.
Call me with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Call me with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Call me with your shit show.
424-279-8842.
Take it home, Amanda.
Well, you might find yourself, you know,
getting screamed at by your child, telling bus drivers to shut up. And meanwhile, in your own mind, you're going, shut up, shut up, shut up, you. Or your kid's prison sentence is actually your shame jail.
Yeah.
Or you're so tired that you can't think straight. You know what? You're doing a great job.
My mommy drinks.
Campfire.